Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
My, I'm so blessed again to come before you. You know, the work is never done. So as the host of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, I am Dr. Lowe D. Smith. It is a pleasure to sit before you and share with you the format, our brand, which is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the real grassroots talk show. I had to get it. I have so many shows and I have some time. I had to get the right mind. The real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. We're at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're heard in 38 countries. The radio station we're being broadcast to is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and you can go to Google search and you type in WBSW Radio Blog Talk, and it'll take you directly to the station. You can hear all our on-demand episodes. We want you to be a part of this show because truly, it is an interactive format. The call-in number to be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone, actually your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith as we talk about our title for today. We're on a series that's focused on building boys to be the fathers of the future. It was amazing. I was at work at, I'll call my part-time job, and one of the directors came to me and said, we need to address some of the issues that are going on with our boys. And this was a female. And she said, "Well, can do some things." I said, I feel what we're doing is a start. Doing these series, talking about things that will help our boys be productive men will allow them to be successful, but also bring into the light a husband, because our culture has to survive, and we can't survive with only 38% of marriages in our culture. So we have to have our boys fit enough to be for a healthy relationship. So we want to talk about it. We want to talk about from what age is appropriate. And some people think even as they come into the womb, the father ought to be putting his hand and talking to the child before they even enter into this earth, coming to this world. And we think it's just that early, but we're going to focus on how we can do things by truly battling. We see we got to battle for our boy's future. You cannot be comfortable with the way things are. If you are, there's other people concerned about our boys. I was reading the American Psychological Association Journal. And in this month, one of the topics is preparing our boys for school. And it's all about their interest. It's time for us not to sit back and not be interested. You can check us out on the web link. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're also broadcast on three different networks. We have in Instagram, we have two networks that we're using through social media. It's President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. If you'll follow, you can go to that one, or you can go to Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're brothers with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We work with the Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, trying to get the word out, be impactful. We want to provide through this virtual platform. We also do in person as well, being partners with those brothers, making a difference in Butler County, Alabama. making a difference where in that community, providing things to help and make difference, being a resource, being there to help and making it happen. See, that's what we're talking about. So we use this network through social media, partners with those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated to continue to be interactive, but get the word out. We're also on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. If you want to be friends, make a request. And some people at one time when they say you could only have 5,000, but at this time I'm at 5,480 friends. So they're blessed and understand this platform is available. So make a request if you're not on Facebook. You might just be on Instagram. Let's really truly take an opportunity to look at what other ways you can get our on-demand episode. We have over 595 episodes dating back to 2017. This ain't just something that just started. We started on September the 27th, 2017, and we've been grinding ever since then. We started with one show. Now we have 12 shows. So we're really excited with abundance of hosts and co-hosts who volunteer their time from all over the United States, from the East Coast, which is, you said, the state of Georgia, South Carolina, all the way to California. And by way, stopping in Texas, we have a co-host in Texas. We've had guests out of that area, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, DFW. Then we also had brothers and sisters out of other parts of Texas. We had individuals out of the state of Louisiana. We had guests all over this country. And we're excited. And then being able to be globally presented in 38 countries. We're always trying to get ourselves in a position to do better. Provide a vessel for individuals all over the world to address some of the things that's always the quiet conversation. We want you to begin to speak up and address the situation with how do we build our voice to be fathers of the future. So in part 11, we're going to focus on specific. It's a battle. It's a battle for our boys' future. And we want to make sure at WBSW Radio, the internet station, that we're a part of that battle. We also want to share one other thing before we get into our discussion today or our presentation today. We want to share that we have what we call WBSW Radio giveaways. That starts with trips where we pay for the hotel cost. We have given away 11 trips in the last 2 years. Recently, the raffle brought forth a winner. Miss Peggy Grant won a 5-night, 6-day trip. We paid for the hotel in Cancun, Mexico. So we continue to give. We want to continue to provide. We want you to be a part of it, and hopefully you are one of the winners. Even if you're not one of the winners, you're still a winner by checking us out. What we need for you to do is to send us your name along with a means of transaction. We have four means of transaction that we work through. We work through Cash App, we work through PayPal, Venmo, and we work through Zelle. You can send that to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Again, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. If you want to be a part of the raffle, we'll make sure. We're also send out love offerings. So by having one of those means, you may receive some little small token of support that you might need at the time. God knows, and he works through us to make sure we can be there to support all of our individuals, all of our listeners, or whoever it may be. If you just tune in for a second and you step back out, we thank you for taking the opportunity to be a part of it. We truly. Now, if you have any questions, you can send your questions and comments to our email. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. com. Send it to that, and that'll get directly to my office so I can see exactly your question, your concern, whatever it may be. WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one, is presenting this platform, and the title of our show today is Building Boys to Be the Father of the Future. Again, Fathers of the Future. This is part 11. We're going to start our show off today talking about battling for our boys' future. I just want you to take an opportunity to think about it. Let me give a shout out to those individuals that slowly joined us. Thank you so much for the Anthony Scott, 1914, who's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, Anthony. That's Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I want to make sure I give a shout out to him. A shout out to Garrett Fail, 47. Thank you for taking time. And there's others. I can see a number of individuals on Facebook, but I don't see a name. So we're going to move forth and move the program because we're within an hour. Sometimes we'll take it to 90 minutes, but we want to stay in that 60-minute belt. So we're talking about battling our boys' future. I challenge my frat brother and to think about how are we battling for our boys' future. I know in Phi Beta Sigma, we have a Sigma Beta Club. But do you go beyond just the Sigma Beta Club? Do you get a chance to go into the school? It might be a service project for you, but do you actually realize as a positive male image, someone is watching you? Our boys are watching you, so they'll know how to operate in this world. And truly, that's one thing I ask each and every one of you, especially as a father, especially as a brother, especially as an uncle, especially as a grandfather, especially as a cousin. You are a positive, and if you're not, make yourself a positive male image. Because when we're battling for our boys' future, we have to keep in mind that we're not fighting just for something small. We're fighting truly for our culture. If our males are not able to function as grown men or mature men, and we allow them to come out because of lack of positive male image in their life, and they become overgrown boys at 50 years old, grown males that got the tools, but they're functioning at a level like a teenager functions. We have to make sure we have positive image so they can see what's going on. Yes, I understand the statistical data that's out about families and homes. I understand the U.S. Census, black demographics. These are sources, black statistics by black people, where 80% of our homes are led by single women. And out of that is 69.9%, which you said 70%, are black American women. We can carry that seed and bring them in the world and nurture them, but to be a man, he has to see manhood. He has to see things done by a man in the right order. So are you the positive male image in someone's life? Because whether they tell you or not, you do the things so they can recognize. They may not never come back and tell you what they saw you do positive. Now, they will tell you when you do something negative. So be very careful how you function, how you operate in our environment, in our community, in our culture. So if we want to battle for our boys' future, we have to understand raising boys to fight today's life challenges is not easy. We're talking about future men. And I want you to get so caught up in all these boys of 10, 8, 5, 4 years old, whatever. We have young men that still need to be raised so they'll be able to fight today's life challenges. We have to continue to be role models for them. We have to continue to be positive male images for them. Whether they're 24, whether they're 28, whether they're 30, 32, 35. See, one thing my dad always shared with me, and he was truly, a man, a simple man. Simple in the sense that he would make things simple for you to understand. My father had an eighth grade education. He dropped out because his father passed, and he wanted to help his mother with his other brothers and sisters. And he wasn't the oldest one of the bunch. So he dropped out and tried to find a job to help his mom.